The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the chamber, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer offered by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 104th Psalm we hear, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. Almighty God, you created us with many talents and abilities that differ from each other. Yet such gifts complement and supplement each other as we work together to frame and refine the bills that are before us. Keep us aware of our differences, yet see them as useful in the process of legislating for the many issues that are facing us in this session must be completed. In your holy name we pray. Amen." Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
An excessive quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 26th day, Monday, February 28th, 2022.
Senator Newton. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same being approved as having been fully read.
The Senator from Newton has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same being approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator from Newton.
I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, on my left and on your right, I have the privilege of introducing St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones to the body. She is returning to the Capitol after serving in the House of Representatives. In addition to her time in the House, Mayor Jones served as treasurer of the City of St. Louis. She has been an exemplary public servant to the state of Missouri and continues to be a shining light as the mayor of the City of St. Louis. Please, please help me give her a warm welcome.
Would the chamber please make welcome the shining light and the mayor of St. Louis City. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
Proceed, Senator.
I actually have two this morning. On my right and your left, Stephen, stand up. Steve is a friend of mine for 48 years. Steve and I worked the phone company together. We raised our kids together, been on vacation many times together, experienced most of my adult life with Steve and his family. And he's come down today to, I don't think he actually believed I was in the Senate. He wanted to come down and verify that. And I'd ask the body to give him a warm welcome.
Please make this guest of the Senator from the 8th District welcome this morning. Senator from the 8th.
President, I have another group here today. Behind me and to your front is some family members that came down today. We have Kate Schlegel, Teresa and Randy Pettit, Don and Kathy Clay. Kathy is my sister, and Ben and Adrian Clay. They've come down from Cass County to watch us today, and I'm going to have something to say a little later, and they wanted to witness that. So I wish to ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Thank you, Senator. Please make these guests of the Senator from the 8th District welcome to the chamber today. Introduction of guests, Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, on your left and my right, I have three doctors who are here visiting the Capitol today to talk to us about the bills they care deeply about. From the city of Ladue, psychiatrist Dr. Joellen Ryle. From the city of Chesterfield in family practice, Dr. Sarah Cole. And also from the city of Chesterfield in family practice, Dr. Kara Mays. If you would join me in please making these invaluable health care workers welcome.
Please welcome the guests of the Senate from the 24th District of the Senate. Senator from Andrew.
Mr. President, introduction of special guests.
Senator, that is the order of business.
I have a special guest here to introduce.
Please proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left and our right and lower gallery, we have with us today from the great northwest part of the state, and might I say the most northwest county in the state, we have with us Gene Bailey, the EMS chief from the Atchison Holt County's Ambulance District. And I would ask that the body welcome him today in the state capitol.
Please make these travelers from the great northwest welcome to the Senate today.
Gene.
Senator from Newton.
Left and my right, I have four individuals today up here for EMS Day at the Capitol. I have leaning up against the wall, Ike Eisenhower, Kyle Ritter, Kyle Jackson, and Jason Smith are from my district out of Newton and Jasper counties. Would like the body to please make them feel welcome.
Please make these guests from the Senator from Newton County welcome this morning. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by Senator from Newton County?
Senate Bill number 1214, introduced by Senator White, an act relating to rulemaking authority of the Department of Health and Senior Services.
Senator from Newton, do you care to explain your bill at this time?
Briefly, Mr. President.
Please,
Mr. President, this is a very short bill. What it does is it restricts or prohibits the department from delegating its rulemaking authority to any one or other governmental institution, local or otherwise. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th District.
President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 24th District?
Senate Bill number 1215, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to Cyber Crimes Task Force.
Thank you. Senator from the 24th District, do you care to explain your bill at this time?
I do. I'm sorry. I didn't realize
my
mic was live. Thank you. Mr. President, cyber stalking and cyber harassment are crimes that are utilizing technology way ahead of many of the rest of us to endanger the lives and frighten the individuals who are victims of these attacks, which can be ongoing and hard to uncover. People's lives have had to change because of becoming victims of cyber stalking. People have moved, changed jobs, changed their identity, gotten off of social media. These are true and serious crimes, and we need an investigative task force to look into how we stop them and how we help victims overcome this relentless pursuit of them and help them get their lives back. So this is a bill that will help do some of these things, and I look forward to hearing it move, to seeing it move through committee. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 8th District?
Senate Bill number 1216, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to child protection.
Senator from the 8th, you care to explain your bill at this time?
Mr. President, I would like to explain
Please
the bill.
Please proceed, Senator.
Thank you. Before I explain the bill, I'd like to tell the body about an experience I've dealt with since mid-September. One of my family members has a small young family, a healthy, thriving two-year-old, and a new son born in late August. On Tuesday, September 14th, for the first time, Mom took her new baby out. He was 3 weeks old, and she was excited to run errands at last. She put her baby in the car seat and went to Hobby Lobby, Joann's, Costco, and then to lunch at the Olive Garden. It was a good 4 or 5 hours. The baby remained in the car seat the whole time. It was a great day. Wednesday passed uneventfully. On Thursday morning, the baby got up at 7 a.m., Dad's an IBEW electrician working in Whiteman at the time. He leaves very early. Mom changed her son and noticed a bruise on the baby's tummy. Alarm, she called her mother, who is an RN. She texted a picture. I've got that picture on my phone if any senator would like to see it. They decided to be safe and went to Children's Mercy Hospital. At Children's Mercy, they, of course, were asked how a three-week-old suffered a bruise. Mom answered honestly, her first mistake. She didn't know. The hospital then got the safe care provider, which is RSMO 210-146, involved. The safe care provider, or scan clinic, was manned by Dr. Jennifer Hansen at that time. Dr. Hansen didn't actually see the baby and only looked at photographs, but that's not unusual. She then issued a final report which shows diagnosis suspected child physical abuse. It also lists recommendations. The first one says, placing a child back into an abusive home places the child at great risk. Strongly recommend a thorough evaluation of the baby's caregiving environment with the goal of ensuring his safety. That's a job for our child services has, and I'll say more about them in a moment. That was on Thursday. So on Thursday and Friday consisted of the parents bringing the baby and two-year-old and the two-year-old to Children's Mercy so both kids could be looked at, lots of scans, no other injuries but this superficial bruise. On Friday, our child services interacted with the parents and told them that they'd be at the home at 4 p.m. to look into this. No one showed. Mom and Dad called the department and left a voicemail. The local police also investigated these complaints because they get referrals. They came out Friday morning, the officer walked through the home and laughed saying that they would close the criminal case. At 7 p.m. on that Friday, the department showed up with a different policeman and took the kids. They took both to their maternal grandmother's house. The next day, Saturday, in total chaos, the family called me. I asked to speak to the dad and said, tell me the truth. How did the baby suffer the bruise? He told me they racked their brains and could not figure it out. I started making calls to find out what to do. Mostly people said they need to get lawyers. About two hours later, the dad called me again and said they thought they figured it out. He texted me a picture. The bruise lined up perfectly with the buckle on the infant seat that the baby spent 5 hours in 2 days earlier. I also have pictures of that, if any senator would like to see them. My thoughts were, thank God, we can unwind this quickly. I was wrong. On Monday, the department held the required meeting by Zoom with the parents and the two lawyers they had hired. Mostly it concerned process and their rights. On Wednesday, the custody hearing was held. Mom and Dad testified first, explaining what had happened and the discovery of the car seat buckle. Also testifying was a two-year-old's daycare provider about the care of the two-year-old and how a happy, robust child he was. Then the scan clinic doctor, Dr. Jennifer Hansen, took the stand. Let me stop for a moment and say, as disrupting as accusations and removal are, where they can also be understood what they've done. Three-week-olds can't bruise themselves, and unknown bruising is a cause of concern. On the stand, she listed her credentials and the normal things. She went over the scan report and her findings and recommendations. Then when asked about the car seat explanation, she visibly shifted in the stand and seemed irritated that her professional judgment was questioned. She then stated they were not sustained by a car seat. Also, bruises are not consistent with the buckle. And later, car seats don't cause injuries like this. In court, an expert witness carries the day. The Cass County judge then issued his ruling. First, he said, I have a judge's heart and a judge's brain. My heart tells me these people did nothing wrong. My brain tells me I've got to follow the law, and the law is clear. By that, he meant the expert witness. Dr. Jennifer Hansen carried the day. We give these safe care providers incredible power. They need it. Many children suffer terrible injuries, but on the other side of that coin is the incredible damage innocent families can suffer. These positions require experts with profound judgment. Dr. Hansen lacks that. Let me tell you something I've learned these past few months. I've met and discussed this issue with several attorneys that worked in this area, in the Kansas City area. They've created a phrase about it. The term is abducted by Children's Mercy Hospital. Imagine that. It's a real thing, abducted by Children's Mercy Hospital. Later, the family lawyers reached out to a different doctor, Dr. Christine Long, a board-certified emergency physician practicing in a level one trauma center. In her letter, after explaining how she comes to the conclusion, Dr. Long states, I would agree that the bruise fits the pattern of the seatbelt clip with prolonged pressure. If it was secured too tight by accident, it is plausible that it could leave a mark. And just as one cannot prove that the seatbelt clip is what caused it, one cannot prove that the parents inflicted the superficial injury. She also added, while the bruise on the abdomen is concerning in appearance, I would give the parents the benefit of the doubt in this case. Had it been me, I would postulate many ways a child could end up with a bruise that was not intentional. A thumb holding the baby on a changing table while reaching for a diaper could potentially cause that type of mark if unknowingly using too much pressure. With a two-year-old at home, it is quite possible the child accidentally harmed the baby but is clearly an unreliable historian. All one can do is postulate one way or the other. I would not say with 100% certainty that this is abuse. In this case, I would err on the side of the parents and return the baby to the parents where he belongs. On Children's Division report, page 9, this is on the 45-day report that comes after. On page 9, it shows Dr. Hansen pressuring Children's Division to remove the kid on Thursday. Her responsibility is to diagnose abuse or not. The department is responsible to look at the family. Now for the department. 210-146, which creates a safe care provider, says the division shall immediately submit a referral to the county juvenile office. The referral shall include the division's recommendation regarding care, safety, and placement of the child, and reasons. 210-183 defines where the initial investigation and process consists of, and the division shall complete the investigation within 45 days. Their investigation consisted of a doctor's report. No visit to the two-year-old's pediatrician to see if the two-year-old has suspicious injuries earlier. Not to the daycare provider to check on the kids and the status they've been doing for 2 years. Not to the neighbors. Nothing. 210-109 says the state shall be responsible for the initial child abuse and neglect investigation and initial family assessment. 210-110 says the Children's Division will provide for a prompt assessment of a child reported for abuse. I have found when the abuse allegation is signed by a scan clinic, the investigation is over. Judge, jury, and executioner. None of this occurred. Scan clinics are the gold standard, and there's no checks on them. My bill will make subtle changes to Chapter 210. The truth is, we can't make the language perfect. If we don't have people with good judgment in these positions, nothing will fix it. This bill would define what an investigation consists of. It also says a 45-day report can't show substantiated if the only symptom of abuse is a superficial injury and there is nothing else. It also grants lawyers to low-income families at the first custody hearing for children under four, not after the custody hearing. Many important decisions are made at that first custody hearing. It will also give the attorney access to the actual medical reports created in this case. I'm happy to say that the children were taken out of the home on September 19th. They were returned on December 15th. Can you imagine losing your three-week-old baby for 3 months in that bonding period? The court ended the supervision. The judge actually has, I think he realizes that this was a gigantic overstep. They ended the court supervision on February 11th, so they're completely out of harm's way now. That's why I've waited to now to file this bill. I didn't want to upset the bureaucracy or anything and make it tougher on them. But I didn't think something like this was possible to happen in this country. As many of you have probably received constituent calls about child abuse in the division over the years, I've always in my mind got involved, tried to help them work through the process, but in the back of my mind it's always been where there's smoke, there might be a little bit of fire. This case, there's absolutely nothing on fire. This was complete overstepping and misjudgment by somewhat for the department, but mostly by Children's Mercy Hospital. I look forward to working with this body as this bill moves forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have two bills to introduce. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill off of Senator from Andrew County?
Senate Bill number 1217, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to civil actions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Andrew County?
Senate Bill number 1218, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to class actions.
Senator from the 3rd District.
Mr. President, I have two bills. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from the 3rd District?
Senate Bill number 1219, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to civil actions based on public expression.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill off by Senator from the 3rd District?
Senate Bill number 1220, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to standards for public projects.
Senator from Ozark.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills I'd like to present.
Please send your bills forward.
Necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill off by Senator from Ozark County?
Senate Bill number 1221, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to child care facilities.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Texas County?
Senate Bill number 1222, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to unlawful merchandising practices.
Senator from Cass.
Mr. President, I have five bills. No explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill off by Senator from Cass County?
Senate Bill number 1223, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to hunting and fishing permits for veterans.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill offered by Senator from Cass County?
Senate Bill number 1224, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to the offense of providing obscene material to a student.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the third bill offered by Senator from Cass County?
Senate Bill number 1225, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to training.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the fourth bill offered by the Senator from Cass County?
Senate Bill number 1226, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to the state budget.
And Madam Secretary, would you please read the fifth bill offered by Senator from Cass?
Senate Bill number 1227, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to illegal aliens.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole. Please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by Senator from Cole County?
Senate Bill number 1230, introduced by Senator Bernsketter, an act relating to secured transactions.
Senator from Phelps. Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Phelps County?
Senate Bill number 1229, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the use of self-defense.
Senator from the Ninth.
I have one bill to introduce, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the Ninth District?
Senate Bill number 1230, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to criminal records.
Senator Mozart.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of this body to take a moment to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed, Senator.
Hey, to your, Mr. President, to your right and to my left, up in the gallery, we have a large group of kids. If you'll wave, these are our FBLA students from Ozark County, Gainesville, Missouri. And I'd like for you to also recognize a very special lady who is in the brown sweater. If she'll just stand. This is my daughter. She is the teacher of all these wonderful students. This is Chelsea. And as we know, FBLA, PBL, inspires and prepares students to become community-minded business leaders in a global society through relevant and career preparation and leadership experiences. And I truly appreciate the opportunity to welcome them to the Capitol, and if the body would please make them feel welcome. Thank you.
Would the body please welcome the guests from the city of Ozark County. Senator from Shelby.
Two bills, no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Would you please send your two bills forward? Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Shelby County?
Senate Bill number 1231, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to subcontracts for work on the highways of this state.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Shelby County?
Senate Bill number 1232, introduced by Senator O'Loughlin, an act relating to video service providers.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and on your left, I'd like to welcome some very special guests from the 8th Senate District. Ryan Compton, who's our page of the day, and his parents Jason and Kim Compton of Green Valley. Yeah, stand up. Ryan's 10 years old, loves math, history, reading, war books, and all sports. Here you go. He loves God and his family and his friends. When Ryan grows up, he aspires to become a lawyer and to be active in politics. I'd like to make Ryan page of the day without compensation. Please, everyone, give Ryan, Kim, and Jason Compton a warm welcome.
Welcome our guest. And Ryan will be our page for the day. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th.
You've got two bills.
Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1233, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to a tax credit for contributions made to refugee resource centers.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Wait.
Please proceed.
Thank you. We've all watched the past few days as hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians fled to their European neighbors to the west. It's now predicted that the Ukrainian refugees will number into the millions and shortly. Border crossings into Poland, Moldova, and Slovakia have cars lined up as far as 30 miles, with wait times lasting days. Some people are abandoning their vehicles and setting out on foot as gas stations run out of fuel. This marks the second time in just the past 6 months that we've seen as American allies have been forced to pack their lives into small suitcases and flee their homes. In August, the world watched as the Afghan people, those who sought a sovereign and free nation and aided the U.S. military for 20 years, fled the Taliban in such great fear that many were willing to cling to the exterior of planes. I've seen the social media posts and press releases expressing concern for the people of Ukraine and the people of Afghanistan, but we in Missouri can do more to welcome the tired masses from these nations. We have the means of support, and it's in our best interest to do so. This summer, my office took action, and I became intimately aware of the plight of the Afghan refugees. We watched as our own constituency services director, Tim Griffin, worked tirelessly through relationships he developed while deployed in Afghanistan with non-governmental organizations and our own federal government to help get Afghan interpreters and their families home. These men fought alongside the U.S. military for years. They had attempts on their lives and their families. The men, women, their wives and children and relatives were all facing certain death. It took thousands of dollars, tireless hours, and trips through Taliban-protected roads, but we were able to save 19 people. This legislation is a way to provide financial support for refugee centers who are leading the way for our displaced families. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 1234, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to warrants.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Please proceed.
Okay, thank you. With no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
The Senator from Newton moves the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. today. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Hearing the ayes appear to have it, the ayes do, the Senate will be in recess until 2 p.m. today.